share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Many employees, Provident Fund, EPF, depositors are in a tight squeeze right now, what more with the pandemic still up and alive around the country, impacting income for both the B40 and M40 group. As desperation and despair hitting a certain few, the iSigner initiative was a move that many were eagerly anticipating as the moratorium on bank loans came to an end. Following the announcement of the iSigner initiative during the tabling of Budget 2021, EPF has since come up with their own requirements to the dismay of the public, among them stating that iSigner will be given to those whose income has been reduced by 30%. Explaining more on the matter, was EPF CEO himself, Tunku Alazakri Raja Muhammad alias, in an interview with TV3 that ended with people getting much angrier following the assumptions he made. Let's watch the video. https://wp-content/uploads/2020/12/11960314-11158867421764217658747-34211414053583-n.mp4. In the interview, the session began with the question, let's talk about the first criteria put in place where those who experience a 30% reduction in salary can apply for Category 1 and Category 2. Imagine a situation where Faiz has an income of ₹10,000 a month and because of the pandemic has seen a reduction of 30% in his income, so he earns ₹7,000 a month. Based on this criterion, he is eligible for the iSigner initiative. Imagine a second situation, Khatija has an income of ₹2,000 and she suffered a 20% salary cut which leaves her with only an income of ₹1,600. Does this mean that she is not eligible for assistance? Here is what the CEO answered. For the case of Khatija, yes, she may have had a reduction of 20% in salary. It is possible that Khatija too may have a side business selling morsels, so she may have another source of income that is other than her base salary. This triggered many angry responses from netizens, as many slammed Alazakri for making assumptions without giving the answer that the people wanted to hear. Not everybody has a side income. I felt like punching the TV. He didn't even attempt to give a straight answer. So he is expecting everyone to have a side income? Or is he confused at who he is supposed to provide assistance to? This CEO has no idea how to answer the interviewer's questions. All he had to do was answer whether she was eligible or not. Not talk about how she needed to bring bank statements, etc. For now, only time will tell as to what EPF's next move will be. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, KWSP members can choose to reduce their contributions to 9% for 2021. Source, Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook source, Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.